This man, Lance Armstrong, is still having to deny the fact he is not taking drugs in this Tour de France, and the press are saying he is.
And I can emphatically say I'm not on drugs. I thought a rider with my history and my health situation, and also with the results of my career, I would have thought that it shouldn't be such a surprise. Okay, I was surprised to have certain good days, but I'm not a new rider, and I'm sure that there's been some looking and prying and digging. I know there has been, but it's been a week, and nothing's been found. You're not going to find anything. If it's L'Equipe, if it's Channel 4, if it's a Spanish paper, Dutch paper, Belgian paper, there's nothing to find. And I think once everybody gets done doing their due diligence, and once everybody realizes that they need to be professionals and they can't print a bunch of crap, then they'll realize that they're dealing with a clean guy. I mean, it's unfortunate that the yellow jersey of the Tour de France always has to defend drugs or say something about drugs, but c'est la vie.
Well, I suppose it's performances like this one at Sestriere which has brought the doubters out in force.
You know, the only thing I can, like I said a minute ago, is I can assert my innocence. Certainly I've never tested positive. I've never been caught with anything. France is a country that has been very strict against doping, both from a federation standpoint, from a race standpoint, from a police standpoint. I would remind the people that I live in France. I raced all year in France. I did my Tour de France preparation in France. I did training camps in France. I'm always in France. If I had something to hide, I think I would stay away from France.
A lot of people who watch our programs have heard of your illness and see you winning now and think it's nothing short of a miracle. Do you see it that way?
It is a miracle, because 15 or 20 years ago I wouldn't be alive, much less be riding a bike or starting the Tour de France or leading the Tour de France. So yes, I think it's a miracle.
Given that there was all this stuff in the French papers, are you surprised in a room full, maybe half full of French journalists, that none of the people who have presumably written all the stuff about you have had the nerve to ask you about it face to face?
I would say some of the questions asked have pertained to that, and I've answered them. I've asserted, I don't need to do it again, I've said I'm innocent. I've sort of given some facts that I think support that. If they're here, they can certainly ask the questions.